I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She thought Kate was acting cocky, and that's exactly the kind of cake he made for her. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jemele Hill and Kevin Dobson now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, ready for a post-mortem on tonight's rowdy pre-bachelorette. This is awesome. My first guest is a writer whose Valor charter is getting more turned up than the temperature in Thailand. Say hi to Jemele Hill. We've never had a primary on with a crew member. This is amazing. Tonight, my next guest proved he's the Da Vinci of penis cakes. From Below Deck, it is Chef Kevin Dobson. Hey, Chef Kevin. Nice to see you. If you are sad to see Below Deck season coming to an end, why not console yourself with a good book? Tonight's bartender is the author of Gay Like Me, A Father Writes to His Son. It's out tomorrow. It's my friend Richie Jackson. Great to see you, Richie. Super cool book, and you're going to hear why in a couple minutes. I want to get started, all obviously still reeling from the Kobe news, and I just want to point out, in Manhattan tonight, it's so beautiful. The Empire State Building is lit up in gold and purple tonight. Did you see that when you were out on the street tonight?
I did not see that, but that's a beautiful touch.
You wrote a beautiful piece that everybody can find for The Atlantic about your relationship with Kobe, and I urge everybody to check that out. Jemele, tonight on Below Deck, you and your guests made a comment that you find Captain Lee to be hot. What is it about Lee that does it for you ladies?
First of all, we did not make that comment.
Okay.
One person.
Oh, okay,
did.
Yes.
But I don't want to underboss Captain Lee.
Yes.
He's an attractive guy, right?
So, all right.
But he has a certain appeal with the ladies. Maybe it's not just, it's the beard. It's like, you know, he's got a Picard, kind of Sean Connery kind of thing, kind of going.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, too. Kenny Rogers.
Kevin, tonight the Valor crew could not stop talking about your penis cake. And this brings us to our first poll of the night. We want to know, Kevin's penis cake, hot or not? And while you vote, what did you think of it? Because really, he made it. I thought this was an incredible feat of baking. The fact that he could make that cake on his own, what did you think of it? Because it really was made in tribute of you.
Yeah, here's the problem. I was too drunk to actually.
Right, no, I know. You went to bed.
I went to bed.
So when you heard about it the next day.
When I heard about it, I thought this is interesting and amazing. Then I saw it, and I gotta be honest, Chef, I was so glad I wasn't there because you know, the...
That's the first time I've seen a still of it, and it just looks...
it was aggressive. It was real aggressive.
All right, okay. All right. Well, it seems the love story between Courtney and Brian has hit some stormy waters. Take a look.
You were mad at me. I don't really know what I did.
Yeah,
I started crying, and then you walked to the van right past me.
I'm done. I'm just done with all of this shit. I can't be a nice guy all the time, dude.
Hey. All right.
I probably will talk to her to see if I can sort it out. I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. Go to WWHL.TV for our next poll. We want to know, do you think Courtney and Brian will last? And by the way, in our audience tonight, it's Brian, Tanner, and Simone. This is exciting. Wow, Brian. Looks like 99% say no. I don't know who the one person voting saying
stat.
Yes is.
It's
all
a
right.
Stat.
Well, there you go. These guys are in town. We're shooting the reunion tomorrow. So they look happy now. We'll see how they feel tomorrow. Jamel and Kate came for your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, while Kevin's peanut butter chocolate flavor combination was a hit tonight, one pairing just never blended well all season. Kevin and Kate, watch.
You girls come through with the sides. All of us boys serve the steaks.
I'm the head of service, and he's made me into a side piece.
You made me feel like
it's just my space. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's a fridge.
Shove it up behind the vegetables.
You can just shove it up. Do you want me to serve the guests in this crockery?
I don't know why you're being a dick about this.
I'm not being
plastic IKEA bowls.
Congratulations, Kevin. You've made me very angry.
Let's go with the cake.
Let's
go. Go.
This is perfect. Kevin put a lot of effort into this cake, and Jamel went to bed. You've awoken the bitch, and there's no going back.
All right, head on over to WWHL.TV to answer our poll. Whose side are you on, Kate or Kevin? And what was your reaction when you saw what happened behind the scenes with them?
So I was really stunned. I didn't know that basically you got set up, dude. Like, I don't even know how to make this right or whatever. I'm sorry I wasn't there for the penis cake. But the good thing about being a grown lady drunk, you know when to call a 20, right? So I called a 20. I just never came back, and I didn't know there was something larger at play that looks apparently like, horrified the rest of
looks like you
coworkers.
Guys are on Kate's side here. Did you feel set up by the penis cake?
Oh, yeah, but I kind of walked into it, didn't I?
I mean, I'd
been upsetting her all day, and she got me then. I mean, it was kind of perfect. But, yeah, as you can see, the excited look on my face as well as I come around the corner a lot. Yeah, like I was just like ready, like,
yes.
You're gonna be so pumped.
Can I say something real quick, Andy? So there are people on the charter that were not obviously here in the audience. And so the number one thing that the rest of my friends had a problem with is the fact that you never, it's like you dropped it and you didn't explain anything.
Had he explained it?
Yeah, that had he explained it,
it would have gone over better.
So that was the one. That was a piece of feedback.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Okay.
Right.
There you go.
That you
feedback
were just like, oh, she doesn't like penis? Boom, wait. I'm out.
All right. Second, Kate and Jamel were best mates by the end of tonight's episode, but when they first met, Jamel did not like the cut of Kate's jib. Watch.
There are some interesting service issues here in Thailand.
Yeah. Well, promise to be, you will not cuss me out if I ask you something.
Cuss her out.
I mean, we're not getting on your nerves, are we?
No, I'm so sorry you feel that way.
It was just like the energy. Like, I was just like, I hope we're not getting on her nerves.
You're in Thailand on a yacht. Look elsewhere for satisfaction besides my face.
I'm about to get on your nerves, Kate.
Challenge accepted.
Well, we made it.
What a I'm sorry, but I think that woman's
Which one?
The primary. She's full of
Hey, I'm sorry. Honestly, at the beginning, I judged you prematurely.
I love an apology. A bitch recognizes a bitch, so I feel like there's some respect happening right now.
All right. Here's what. Go to our poll. Was Jamel too hard on Kate? Yes or no? Did you feel like you went in there with preconceived notions of her from the show?
I did, but that wasn't what it was. Honestly, when we first got there, and especially now that I've been able to see the previous episode, that the energy was off. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny.
But that shouldn't translate to the guest.
No, and yeah. it just, because everybody else, and maybe it was a thing of being, you know, they say comparison is a thief of joy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm comparing how you're acting, how everybody right. else is acting, and she was right. not kind of in line with everybody else. And
Got
I'm like,
it.
Man, are we getting on our nerves?
Okay, you guys yeah. say yes to that. Finally, with her background in sports journalism, Jamel understands what makes a great team. Curious, you've been a Below Deck fan for a while. I'm curious how you would build a team from a group of people who could seriously use some team building skills. Here's what. It's time for a fantasy yachty brawl. Jamel, I'll present you pairs of yachties.
Mm-hmm.
You pick your ultimate crew.
Okay.
Which captain would you enlist to lead you safely out of rough seas? Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
Captain Lee.
All right. Who would be your first round hunky bosun pick? Kelly Ooh. Johnson or Joao Franco?
Ooh, Joao.
Okay. Which chef would you trust to pay full attention to your preference, Chief? Chef Kevin or Chef Ben?
Damn, this is tough.
What the fuck?
I know, I'm sorry. And I'm sitting next to him. I think he's a swell guy, but I kind of feel like I grew up with Chef Ben. I'm
all right, that's a good one. Which Chief Stew would you draft? Kate Chastain or Hannah?
100% Kate.
Okay. Which third stew would you trust with your delicates in a laundry room? Courtney or Anastasia?
Ooh, Courtney hates laundry. I'm going to take Anastasia.
Okay. Which deckhand would you draft as first mate of Trash Talk, Riley or Bobby?
Oh, Riley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which chef would you draft to bake you another penis cake? Chef Adam or Chef Adrian?
Oh, I'm going to say Adam.
Okay, yeah. There's your fantasy yachty crew. Oh, there's another one, but that's it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's go to Margaret from Ohio. Hey, Margaret, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, I have a question for Kevin. I love you to death, and you're holding up great. Do you think Kate knew she was instigating or setting up Ashton with asking about his mother in the van?
Oh, good question. Was she being shady in the van, or was she just...
Yeah, I mean, I think Kate knows how to push every kind of crew member's buttons. She kind of stands offish in the first few charters and kind of looks at the situation. But yeah, with that was some inside trading down there. You know, we didn't really know how...
Yeah, you clearly thought that Ashton's response was out of line as well.
Because, for sure, yes, you know, it was for sure. But I just didn't realize, you know, that was the thing to tick him off as well.
Michael Rappaport tweeted, yo, Jamel Hill, you've done a lot in your career, but being on Below Deck is huge. So damn jealous.
Yeah.
There you go. Tonight's bartender wrote a memoir you can and should read. It's called Gay Like Me, A Father Writes to His Son. It's out tomorrow. Hey, Richie Jackson.
Hey.
This is so cool. Richie, your son came out and you wrote this book and you said, I'm going to write a book telling you everything you need to know right. about being gay. Yeah. And what was his response?
Dad, I know how to be gay.
I love
but
it.
Really, when he said he was gay, I was elated. I wanted him to be gay. I hoped he'd be gay. It was my greatest wish was for him to be gay.
I love it. You got your wish.
I got my wish. It's
well,
good
I
gay
can't
parenting.
Wait to read the book. I'm excited to read the book. Okay, we have so many questions coming in. Kevin, Hannah Lise Quinn said, watching the season back, can you acknowledge how hypocritical it was of you to constantly talk about how disengaged Kate was with the job, considering how many times you made critical errors?
Yeah, I mean, like, from an outsider's point of view, yeah, for sure, I can see that, but there's an explanation for all of those errors. But yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Jamel, Katie A wants to know how the guest cabins are on Valor.
Oh, well, considering I was the primary and it was my pre-bachelorette, I got first pick.
There you go.
Right. So that suite was incredible. I mean, my first three apartments were not as big as this.
Wow. Marissa AR23, Kevin, why do you keep your eggs above the stove? Shouldn't they be in the refrigerator?
Ooh.
No, easy to reach. And I burn through them quick enough. It's just a tray. So
Alice at Allison wants to know, why do I never see you wash your hands when you're chefing?
Because washing hands doesn't make good TV, I guess.
Gabe Munoz wants to know, do you have any regrets from the charter season?
No
regrets.
Not a single letter.
Follow up.
RAGRETS. Some people get that. You don't get it. It'll sink in later.
Let's go to Steph from Orlando. Hey, Steph, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Jamel. Mm. I know you were friends with Mike Hill. Have you met Cynthia, and do you think you'll be invited to the wedding?
Oh, my God. You have so many intersections with Bravo. This is incredible.
Mike Hill is a former colleague of mine. I worked with at ESPN. Okay. Great guy. I've met him and Cynthia. In fact, I remember the moment he told me she was the one.
Really?
We were in a bar in Los Angeles, and he FaceTimed her. And before he did, he said, cuz, because we call each other cuz. Mm-hmm. My maiden name before I got married was Hill. Mm-hmm. So now it's Wallace. And so he said, he's like, cuz, I think she's the one. I was like, really? Is that what we're doing now?
Wow.
And so I met them both. Lovely people. Mike's a great guy. And I think they're a beautiful couple.
Very good. Let's go to Chrissy from Illinois. Hey, Chrissy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. I love Ben.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
My question is for Kevin.
Okay.
Watching the season back, how would he have felt if his daughter were Kate or Riley, having everything that has gone on?
Ooh. Yeah, looking at back, Riley got a bit of stick from the Deck Boys. First off, you know, that first fight that me and Riley had, she didn't actually know my name before yelling at me. So that's kind of, I think my daughter would have a little bit more there. It's a hard question to kind of answer. I mean, with Kate, I'm not bringing up a daughter like that, that's for sure. So,
yeah. On that note, Donna Ship 11 said, Kevin, why do you think it was right to treat the interior as less than, then expect them to be Team Kevin? Watching this season, Kate always gave you compliments and built you up.
I don't think I ever treated them less than me.
Would you agree with that?
Initially, you kind of did, but after we squashed our issues in the beginning, you were very fair towards me, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So we built up a relationship afterwards, but initially, yeah, you were very...
Yeah, I just came in hot. I think as a charter chef on these super yachts, you've got to come in with your best foot forward, you know? And that's what I did. I had no time to kind of lean back and figure out the crew, and normally that's what happens.
All right, on next week's finale of Below Deck, Kate and Kevin decide to put their differences aside and end the season as friends. Just kidding. Take a look.
You're a pain in the ass to work with. Sometimes, the big mess up.
What? The big mess up is when you stop caring.
You don't think I'm good at yacht chef?
No.
I don't think you're that good of a yacht chef either. You're a baker. That's all you are. You use rocket, you use beads, you make f***ing weird salads with pumpkin seeds.
You've got nothing to back it up, Kate.
Kate's just making a sick wish.
Kevin kicked sand in my eye, and he definitely did it on purpose.
All right, there you go. Your piece about Kobe was so great in The Atlantic, and you talk about the first time you met, you had said something about comments he made about Trayvon Martin mm-hmm. on television, and he DM'd you.
He did.
And disagreed with what you had said, and you had it out on the phone, you know, disagreeing, but it taught you a lesson about the kind of guy he was, which was
the kind of guy that is not afraid of conflict. Anybody who's watched Kobe Bryant over the course of his career, they know that he's with it. He's with the you know what's. And so he was prepared to defend his opinion. I was prepared to defend mine. But we had a beautiful hour-long conversation where he saw my perspective. I saw his perspective. Because he was seeing all of this through the prism of his rape trial mm-hmm. and having, in his mind, been wrongfully accused. And so when he provided what I felt to be cover for George Zimmerman, who murdered Trayvon Martin, that was where he was coming from. And what I loved and respected about him is the fact that a lot of athletes, when you're in my business, you say things about them, they hold it against you forever. You know this, Andy, is like somebody in this position. You say something to somebody, they're in their feelings about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't that way.
Right.
And we developed a very good rapport after that. And I miss him dearly. A lot of people, I'm sure, do too. And I'll be honest, like, I came to this show really, this was a real good breather for me. I've been talking about this man who's dead for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I still can't believe that he's gone.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful to be here. Thankful to be here with you, Chef. Thankful to be here with you because it's provided a real salvo in my life right now. So thank you.
Josh Dom, 27, wants to know if the tension between the men and women was as bad as it seemed on the show. I actually want to ask Simone this.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually. We were all dealing with our own different kind of tensions.
Yeah.
Yeah, separately, but it was actually quite bad.
All right. Jamel, Ali W. wants to rate, will you rate Chef Kevin's food on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I give him a 10.
Wow.
Like, everything was bad. Honestly, it was all good.
Lindsay Elaine S. wants to know, Kevin, why do you never read the preference sheet?
Yeah, I mean, it would be good if there was just one, but there's 8 preference sheets, and then, a chapter long, and...
It's too much.
No, it's not too much. I definitely, like, scan through it.
Yeah.
We go to the night before, I go through it, you know, you've seen it.
All right. Tonight's Shackle goes to the two penguins who were photographed having sex in the back of an Instagram influencer's selfie in South Africa. I mean, these two are like the penguin equivalent of Alexis Bellino and her new boyfriend on the Last Valor Charter. Oh my God, who's that? Oh my God. Oh, it's the gay shark with a penis cake for you. We finally got you a penis cake. All right. I want to thank Jamel, Kevin, and Richie for being here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
All right, we're here with Chef Kevin and Jamel Hill. Richie Jackson is behind the bar. His book is called Gay Like Me, A Father Writes to His Son. It's out tomorrow. Congratulations, Richie. Adrian Gang, who was the first chief stew on Below Deck, tweeted tonight. She said it took 6 seasons, but the crew and guests are seeing what a bully Kate is.
Ooh.
Simone, you clearly shine on this charter, and you deserve all the praise these guests
have. Right.
Thank you.
Anyone want to comment about her comments about Kate?
Who, me?
Save it for the reunion?
Yeah. There we go.
All right. First caller, Denise from Michigan.
Oh, my God. Hey, I think I know who this is.
Oh, is that right?
This might
be
my mother.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
This is my mother. I knew it! Mom, why are you calling me?
I am. Mom. Calm down.
Oh, Denise. Geez. This is my mother.
Hey, she called you a sack of bees.
As she did.
Tonight.
She did.
How did you?
And I think that you weren't hard enough on her because, to piggyback on the previous tweet, it's like Kate's attitude is totally gone in a negative way because her attitude was one like, you all, she was doing you all a favor by, you know, purchasing, to be on the yacht, to spend all that money to be on the yacht. And she's been that way with several guests.
You know what, Ma? This is why you my ride or die. You will call in. I love you so much.
Nobody call my baby a B and get away with it. I want to call it.
Can I just clear this up?
Yes, you can. But Denise, stay on the line because I have a question for you.
Oh, snap. I'm just going to clear this up real quick. So, yes, obviously, Kate and I, as I tweeted her tonight, we started off in a hopeless place.
Yes.
We wound up in a great place.
Yes, you did.
And I have seen the show enough. I understand her moods and whatever. I don't know her as well as you guys do because you're with her all the time. I did not take it personally.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I was good with it.
All right.
It was
Denise,
cool.
I got a question for you. When your daughter became involved with a feud, in a feud with the president of the United States, what was going through your mind?
Well, Thank you, Andy. It was pure shock because when you see on the news our president calling my daughter out to be fired, all that, it was a conglomerate of emotions. So I did call the White House. I tried to get through.
Hey, Ma, tell them about that smoke you got for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You got that smoke for her.
Remind me.
If you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the streets, what might go down?
I don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
She has a lot of smoke.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not going to be pretty if you run into her on the street. Yes. Well, thank you for calling, Denise. She couldn't get through to the White House, but she got through to us.
Wow. Thank you, Mom.
I love it. What was your reaction when Sarah Huckabee Sanders started trashing you during that brief?
You know, generally between her and President Trump, I laughed because, you know, my mother, you just had her on the show, and she will tell you, her and I have been through a lot.
Yeah.
And based off the list of things we've been through, the president tweeting I should be fired and all this other stuff, it literally would never rate in my life.
Wow, good for you.
He wouldn't even be a paragraph.
Wow.
You know, honestly, I have been through so much worse. I've seen so much worse.
Yeah.
I've come through a lot that God has brought me through. And so, like, it literally didn't mean anything. I thought it was funny because I'm just like, dude, you have literally 99 problems. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Yeah, right.
How is an ESPN anchor one? Right?
Let's go to Kevin from Tennessee. Hey, Kevin, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love the show.
Thanks.
My question is actually for Simone and Tanner.
Okay.
And I wonder if they've hooked up since being back in NYC.
Have you guys hooked up since being back in New York?
No way.
No, Simone said no way.
It off.
All right. All right. No.
Just cringy.
Okay, let's go to Tracy from Minneapolis. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, yeah, thanks, Andy. Well, my question is, first off, love Below Deck, and Kevin is such a great chef, and I loved his singing. Anyway, for Jamel, I'm wondering, in the face of Me Too, have you seen a difference in when you got into this industry versus now? And if you had, like, some uncensored advice for the power that be, whomever they are, what would it be?
Well, I have seen a slight difference, but it hasn't moved enough, I mean, to be honest. And I'm in a male-dominated space. I'm in sports. So, what I've heard about, witnessed, it's like, it's just not enough support for women. It's not enough support for, in particular, women of color, because I feel like out of this equation of Me Too, they get left out. It was started from a woman of color. I had Tarana Burke on my podcast, and she was amazing. And she spoke a lot about this. And my unsolicited, just fuck it all advice would be the fact that I think we need to believe women, period. Like, that's all what it boils down to. There's a lot of women who have had to deal with a lot of these issues and a lot of these circumstances that we have not supported. And some of it has shamefully been other women. Mm-hmm. And it's a emotion that will always, it's a cause and an issue that will always be close to my heart, because I'm not here in this space unless I can stand on the shoulders of others. And unless I make these shoulders strong for somebody else, I feel like this is a waste. This is pointless. So, thank you.
There you go. Let's go to Susanna from Idaho. Hey, Susanna, what's your question?
Well, it's for Jamel. My question is, it seems like she really enjoyed her cocktails. Just curious which stew made her best cocktails.
Well, I know there's a lot of smoke about me and Kate, but Kate made great cocktails. Simone made great cocktails as well. I gotta be honest, I'm not that complicated. I'm a straight drinker, which is why I was so drunk.
Right.
So, like, 1942 is my thing. That's a tequila drinker, so, like, that's on the rocks, that's all I need.
All right, let's go to Lisa from Oklahoma to close it out. Lisa, what's your question?
Yeah, my question is for Kevin. Kevin, have you ever caught any feelings for any of the girls, like especially Courtney?
Like, have I, what, sorry?
Has he ever, like, fessed up to feelings for any of the girls?
Caught feelings, you, like,
yeah. Oh, no. No.
Did you have feelings?
Sorry, not like, no. They're all,
for any of the women?
No, they're all beautiful girls. And as I got to know them throughout the season, like, yeah, they're all amazing. But, no, like, they were, attraction, no, there was nothing.
Where are you cooking now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Just at home for my daughter, that's it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, come on, guys. Yeah. Really?
All right. I want to thank Chef Kevin and Jamal and Richard Jackson. I'm BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.